You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say today? Of course we do. We say TGIF. We got through to Friday already. I must admit, this week seems to have gone rather quickly, considering it's been my first 4 week, but I don't know how long. Lovely to be with you this morning. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Right now, Friday, 2nd of June. Not necessarily on a Friday, but born on this day. We've got Johnny Weissmuller. Now, this was back in 1904 he was born. He's a Romanian-born American competition swimmer and an actor best known for playing Tarzan in films of the 1930s and 40s and for having one of the best competitive swimming records of the 20th century. His character's distinctive Tarzan yell is still often used in films as well. And, of course, I suppose, really, today's version of Weissmuller would probably be Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he was a bodybuilder, wasn't a swimmer. Anyway, time to get going.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I'm a fear in the atmosphere. I'm a lover, a tire, and the clothes that she wear. Some of them are bone of them tires, some of them are job don't care. Well, some of them are shine up, some are wax up, not a sign of smear. Gotta be rolling in my crystals that the girls them stare. This is Shaggy and Raven as your ultimate fear. Taking care of her career, so tell the world beware, cause it's a brand new selection for your musical ear. She looked at me and gave me a grin. I'm an offered her a drink and she said juice and gin. And as I whispered in her ear, I asked her, how you doing? Where was it that I resided? And I told her Brooklyn. Atmosphere filled with romance, I first sparkling. Just her voice and what she said, I let my forehead spin. Ragamuffin, shugging now with a musical swing. I used a pretty little woman, sexy as can. Yeah, sweet as honey, sing like bumblebee. I used a pretty little woman, sexy as can.
Now if her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. And if her daddy's poor, just to do what you
sexy as can be. Sweet as honey, sing like bumblebee. I say pretty little woman, sexy as can be. Sweet as honey, sing like bumblebee. It's a summertime affair in the atmosphere. I'm a lover, attire and the clothes that she wear.
There we go, bring us in this morning. That's Shaggy and Rayvon. In the summertime. Well, summertime is not really here, is it? It rained last night again, which is a good thing, of course. But we can always pretend it's summertime. It's always summertime on The Breakfast Show, isn't it? Of course it is. No mistaking the Mavericks, is there? The Mavericks and Summertime When I'm With You. Breakfast Show time is 9 minutes exactly right now after the hour. 7 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. Lovely, isn't it? But it's Friday. Sun is shining, but I said we do have rain in the night last night. A bit of wind as well. But let's hope it was falling in the right place, eh? Now, I don't know how many of you heard our little chat yesterday with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. We were talking about, this is in the 8 o'clock hour, we were talking about charging and various chargers and safety of charging. And when you have one of these big chargers like I have for a couple of my devices, 67 watts, does it damage anything if I plug it in? And it doesn't. It's all taken care of by circuitry and the chargers. But what he did do is he left us a charger. And it's a wall charger from Belkin. It's got two USB-C outputs, and it's for it's quite a high output, 68 watt output. And he's left us with that to give away. Now, all you have to do to do this is to drop us a little line on our WhatsApp, which is 677-18822. Let me give you that again: 677-18822. too, all right? You can WhatsApp. You can WhatsApp us for any reason whatsoever. You can always drop us a WhatsApp, and we get that popping up here in front of us in the studio, and we can chat about you. Why not? So, yes, we got this giveaway. What we want you to do is we want as many people as possible to drop us a little line on our WhatsApp and tell us the topics that you would like us to discuss with Dr. Computer. Give us a topic you'd like us to discuss to do with tech, and we'll look at those. We'll send them to Alex to look at as well. And the one that we consider to be the best is the one that will be given that boost charge from Belkin. All right, nice. I may suggest a topic myself. But anyway, there we are. And we'll take a look at the topics that come in, and the best one will get the charger. All right? So that WhatsApp number again, 677-188-22. You can always join us on that number anyway. If you're outside of Panama, as I know quite a few of you are sometimes, all you're going to do is put that plus 507 in front. You too, and pride in the name of love. And that has brought us almost exactly 15 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. So without further ado, we're going to put you in the shower today. By the way, it is Friday. So I've got a slightly longer track for you this morning. It's about 6 minutes. Because you've got to get you all spruced up long enough for the weekend, haven't we? It's a remix of Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. I tell you what, that's been around for some time. It doesn't seem to age, does it? Rick Astley there, never going to give you up. I love it. By the way, time to get you out of the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going on Friday morning. I haven't decided what I'm going to do for the rest of the day today. I think of something, though. Get into trouble somewhere. Right. Rick Astley. I love the name of the mix. It's called the Cake Mix, that one. Now, let's say a quick couple of quick good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou and also to Renee. Also, Billy, good morning to you. He dropped us a line. He's given us a topic, a tech topic with Dr. Computer. So we're going to be looking at those. We're going to get as many as we can in over the next week, and we'll chat with Dr. Computer and announce the winner of the person who's going to get that lovely Belkin wall charger. And just go back to Renee for a moment, because you know, she left Panama and she went over there to Athens in Greece with hubby. He's got a contract there. He was working here on the Panama Canal. Says good morning, happy Friday. We're heading into a 3-day weekend. Monday is an Orthodox Holy Spirit Monday. Now, didn't you just have one? You just had a 3-day weekend. I mean, it's tough, isn't it, Renee? Really? Don't know how you found what to do with yourself, but also Monday just happens to be Rick's birthday. Isn't that great? Oh, remember that. Give him a little shout-out on Monday, definitely. Right, let's play that piece of music you asked for. It comes from R.E.M. Shiny, happy people. That's what we got on this program.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
The name of that track, of course, comes from Prince. And that has brought us to exactly half past the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Time for a quick break. We'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometres with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometres with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Right, I tell you what, let's take a look at some of the international news for this morning. The United States Senate on Thursday passed bipartisan legislation. This is backed by President Joe Biden that lifts the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first ever default. The Senate voted 63-36 to approve the bill that had been passed on Wednesday by the House of Representatives as lawmakers raced against the clock following months of partisan bickering between Democrats and Republicans. The United States is seeking to secure supplies of TNT in Japan for 155mm artillery shells as Washington rushes weapons and ammunition to Ukraine for a counteroffensive against Russian forces. Two people familiar with the matter told Reuters. For war renouncing Japan, any procurement would test its willingness to court controversy to help Kiev because export rules ban Japanese companies from selling lethal items overseas, such as the howitzer shells that Ukraine fires daily at Russian units occupying its southwestern regions. As state with Japan, Japan's birth rate declined for the seventh consecutive year in 2022 to a record low, the health ministry said on Friday, underscoring the sense of crisis gripping the country as the population shrinks and ages rapidly. The fertility rate, or the average number of children born to a woman in her lifetime, was 1.2565. That compares with the previous low of 1.2601, posted in 2005, and is far below the rate of 2.07 considered necessary to maintain a stable population. Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi on Thursday criticised Prime Minister Narendra Modi's handling of relations with China, saying Beijing was occupying our territory, while also taking a dig at the Hindu nationalist leader over the country's religious polarisation. The fact of the matter is China is occupying our territory. It's an accepted fact, Gandhi, who belongs to the opposition Congress Party, said in remarks at the National Press Club in a visit to Washington. Heat waves tormenting parts of southern and eastern China are set to persist through June, putting power grids under strain as air conditioners are turned on full blast at homes, offices and factories in mega cities like Shanghai and Shenzhen. In the next 3 days, most of southern China is expected to suffer temperatures of more than 35 degrees Celsius. That's around about 95 Fahrenheit, with temperatures in some areas exceeding 40 degrees C, national forecasters said on Friday. Twitter's head of trust and safety, Ella Irwin, told Reuters on Thursday that she has resigned from the social media company, which has faced criticism for lax protections against harmful content since billionaire Elon Musk acquired it in October. Irwin, who joined Twitter in June of 2022, took over as head of the trust and safety team in November, when previous head Joel Roth resigned, and she oversaw content moderation. Technology equity funds saw their biggest weekly inflows on record in the week to Wednesday, according to Bank of America Global Research data released on Friday, part of a surge of investor interest in artificial intelligence. Tech stocks saw $8.5 billion of inflows in the week, BOFA said. Now, this is citing market data provider EPFR. Stocks, by the way, in general, saw a $14.8 billion inflow, the largest weekly inflow since February. Nasdaq and S&P 500 hit nine-month closing highs on Thursday. And part of that upsurge was thanks to a 30% rise in shares of chipmaker NVIDIA. In just three sessions, that pushed its market valuation above $1 trillion at one point. Global stocks and commodities rose on Friday, while the dollar headed for its biggest weekly drop since January, as sentiment was buoyed by signs the Fed will skip a rate hike at its next meeting and the approval of US debt ceiling legislation. Markets are now focused on US jobs data due at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, the most significant macroeconomic release of the week. For more cues on the Federal Reserve's rate hike path, Europe's broad stocks 600 index is up 1% and headed for a second day of gains, with mining stocks up 4.4%, among other big movers. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan rose 2% early on Friday, with Japan's Nikkei ending the day at its highest close since July of 1990. Oil prices, they rose on Friday after a US debt ceiling deal averted a default in the world's biggest oil consumer, while attention turned to a meeting of OPEC ministers and their allies at the weekend. Brent crude futures, that rose 77 cents or 1%. That's to $75.05 a barrel. That was by 0806 GMT. While U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude, WTI, was up 69 cents, or 1% at $70.79. Both contracts were headed for their first weekly loss in 3 weeks. That's it. There we go. There's our look at some of the things in the international news, international business news for this Friday morning. We are 22 minutes right now away from the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. We'll be right back. Alan White and Romantic. Renee said she came back to us about, we're talking about her having yet another long weekend. And she says, yeah, we had 2 3-day weekends in a row last month. It's a tough life, isn't it? You should be ashamed of yourself. Let's say also a very good morning to Paul. Paul Dixon over there in South London. Good morning to you, Paul. He recently had a cataract operation. His good lady Maria dropped to the line the other day to let us know about that. Glad to hear things are getting better. And he does say to us here, he says, good morning, good afternoon, Jerry. He says, seeing better after the cataract operation. And I'm glad to hear that. He asked if we could play Chicken Shack for you and Get Like You Used to Be. That is Chicken Shack and Get Like You Used to Be for Paul there, who's recovering very well from his cataract operation. The thing is, Paul, you really were pushing your luck, weren't you? With my sense of humour, you know Chicken Shack had another hit song, don't you? It was called I'd Rather Go Blind. I resisted the temptation. Great to hear it's all working out. It's the Walrus of Love on The Breakfast Show. Here we go. Oh, I love the guy. Mr. Barry White. It's ecstasy when you lay down next to me.
when we met, it wasn't quite clear to me. What you had in store was there for only me. Shouldn't you know you took me by surprise? When I turned and looked, I saw that message in your eyes. There you were, out there on the floor. The way you moved, girl, only made me want you more. I did not know you had been hypnotized to the movement of your body dancing in my eyes. I knew I had to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, oh no, no, ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, I find it hard to be to concentrate. If I don't make my move down, it might be too late. I've got to make sure you don't get away. After all you've done, girl, to make me wanna stay. All my life I've been searching for a star. Now my searching's over, and here we are, living in ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, yeah, we're in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me,
and there we go, that's it, Barry White wandering off into the distance and then just suddenly disappeared. And very good morning, by the way, to Mary Lou. Let's say good morning to Mary Lou. She dropped us a little note and says, good day and start of the weekend for everybody. You asked if we could play a track from you. Comes from Chicago. Feeling stronger every day. That would apply to Paul as well, wouldn't it?
Now we're
Now listen to this. Are you interested in venturing into our contest and winning a fully paid trip for two people to Barbados? Stay tuned and listen out for phrases hidden throughout the programming. On the 9th of June, I will ask you to say the phrase, and if you say it correctly, you will enter the Paradise Destination Barbados Adventure Contest. Oh, so exciting. Enter by going along to our website, callfmpanama.com. Read the rules of the phrase contest and get ready to participate, because the opportunity to enjoy the paradisical island of Barbados is arriving. Visit Barbados, thanks to Grada Radio. There we go. That is quite appropriate for our little competition, isn't it? Island in the Sun. And that comes from Weezer. Time on The Breakfast Show. It's that time of the program to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Bali Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Bali Motors. We'll keep you running.
Bali Motors.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicago? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Absolutely good advice. And I tell you what we've got for you right now is Banco Nacional and Folk Lab Studio. They're presenting the new single from The Beaches together with Idania Dalman. It's called What a Wonderful World.
Trees
the best place to be in the mornings.
You can hear the old Bee Gees in the background there, can't you? Dionne Warwick and Our Day Will Come. And as I said before that, it's the new single from the Beaches together with Idania Dauman, and What a Wonderful World. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to next Tuesday, because who is going to be with us here in the studio next Tuesday? Idania Dauman. What an amazing lady she is. Gosh, you know, she can tackle anything. Idania. I've seen her do some amazing jazz work. She did the show with Kenny G when he was here. She was the leading artist, and amazing lady, amazing voice. So she's going to be with us next Tuesday. Looking forward to that. Nice to see her again. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Smooth this place on your radio dial. I tell you what, why don't we see what is happening with regards to Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's Friday. It's Freaky. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. So last night, first night in the city in quite a while, the cook and I decided to go out to La Matananga. Anyway, a Spanish restaurant, of course. Don't you think we ate some of the most delicious food? Kind of like living vicariously through Jerry's trip recently. So because of that, we had an attack of garlic have to haves. And so, oh my God, I still reek of garlic, and my poor dog thinks I am counting Dracula. Anyways, so today's subject will be fun facts about garlic. Why? From why it's so good to you and the myths around the horrible garlic breath, of which I'm sure I have. These are the ultimate garlic facts. It's no secret that garlic is one of the most widely used foods in the kitchen. Just every culture in the world uses it to add flavor to dishes. Yep, especially those Spaniards. Oh, those camarones and oh, it was so good. Anyways, here we go. Number one, garlic is a flower. For centuries, people have confused about what garlic actually is. Is it an herb or maybe it's a spice? I don't know. It actually is a member of the lily family. Garlic is a bulb that just happens to be the root of an interesting flower. It's lucky for us that it's so flavorful. I'm still tasting it. Number two, garlic is a superfood good for you. Yes, in fact, doctors consider garlic to be a superfood. This bulb has an incredible amount of health properties. It is an anticoagulant, antitoxin, antiviral, antimicrobial, and antisocial if you eat too much of it. God, never mind. Garlic also helps lower bad cholesterol. Oh boy, that's good. It regulates blood pressure and has cancer-fighting properties. If you feel like you might be getting sick, eat some garlic. It can help fight off the common cold as well. Talked about small but mighty. Number three, there are many kinds. When you walk into a grocery store, you might see a few different kinds of garlic. Some are white, some are purple, and some are huge. However, there are actually more than 450 types of garlic in the world, and not all of them are used in food. Number four, garlic contains many nutrients. Being beyond a superfood with a ton of healthy properties, garlic is also full of vitamins, minerals. Garlic contains copper, iron, magnesium, geranium, zinc, and selenium. All of these vitamins C and Bs along with fiber and amino acids. Oh my goodness, I feel if I walk next to a magnet, I'm going to stick to it. Number five. Even more health benefits, you ask? Why, of course. In case you need more evidence of how good garlic is for you, it once had the nickname Russian penicillin. Prost, yeah, it is. Lastrovia, yeah. The garlic fact comes from the doctors and medics that gave it to soldiers in World War II when they got sick. And when medicine was scarce, garlic also acts as a blood thinner, similar to aspirin. Well, I bet a lot of those medics said, Russian penicillin. Never mind. Number six. Garlic needs bees. That's right. We have a lot of plants that need bees, but garlics must have bees. The garlic that we eat is usually just the root of the plant. Growing from the bulb is a stalk with a flower on top. The flowers are usually green, white, or pink. Very pretty. A fun fact about garlic is that the flowers are hermaphrodites. What did you mean by that? Well, yes, they contain both male and female reproductive organs. How are you going to check? Dig in a hole? No, don't try to separate and don't try to peek between the garlic folds, no. But in order to properly pollinate garlic, bees and other insects must travel from flower to flower. Kind of like us, we just travel from person to person. Here we go. Number seven. Garlic has been used for a long time. While historians don't know exactly when garlic was cultivated for human consumption, we do know that ancient Egyptians used to have it in their food. Oh, they know that? So people have used garlic-flavored dishes for thousands of years. Some experts put this number up to 8,000 years. Now, that makes it one of the oldest herbs in existence. That's pretty cool. I'm sure they checked one of those mummies' bellies, and that's where they found it. Mm-hmm. I bet they did. Number eight, keep a lemon on hand. If you are going on a date or worried about garlic breath, as my dog clearly is, be sure to order water with lemon. The acidic fruit helps stop bad breath. Oh, who says garlic's bad breath? It's just garlic breath. And as an added bonus, lemon and garlic work together to increase the other health benefits. So your breath smells good and your body gets a powerful boost. Oh, yeah, I'm getting boosted right now. Number nine. Garlic was a favorite among the Greek gods. Oh, yes, it was. In ancient times, Greeks were constantly looking for ways to find favors with the gods. Hecate was the goddess of wilderness and childbirth and apparently had a thing for garlic. Historians have found that ancient Greek would leave garlic at crossroads as an offering to Hecate to find favor with her. Favor or flavor? I made it funny. Sorry, couldn't help it. Number 10. Garlic is so much more than a bulb. The part of the plant most people use is the bulb, which is the root that grows underground at the base of the plant. But the stalk that grows from the bulb can reach up to 4 feet tall. Now, that's one tall drink of garlic. There's usually a unique and beautiful flower at the top. The entire plant is edible. Long parts like Yul Gibbons used to say, parts of the trees are edible. And some parts of the world think certain types of the flower as a delicacy. Well, that was a lot of garlic last night. And I remember many, many, many years ago when I was acting in a theater out in Pismo Beach, the Great American Melodrama and Review, this guy used to want to always be eating garlic all the time. And I understood that. But he and I were doing one of these road shows that was similar to... Bing Crosby and Bob Hope and Deborah Carr, something like that. It was a takeoff on that, and he and I were the romantic leads. Yes, I know, long ago, and I was a romantic lead. Well, he kept eating garlic, and it was so hot in Pismo Beach, California, and we had no air conditioning. He would take his shirt off, and I had to, like, hug him, and I was like, you know what? No, I'm not doing this. You stink. And he goes, oh, it's only garlic. I said, well, then put a shirt on, because I don't have to touch you. That is not correct. Anyways, garlic last night, we ate a lot of it. I don't remember what it's called. It was so good. And we brought some of that home because it was just too much to eat. But they've set this down, this pot of bubbling oil with garlic and langostinos, or the little camarones in there. And it was just bubbling like a volcano. It was the most amazing thing. And when it got cool enough, which took quite a while, for us to be able to poke our little camarones and eat them. Oh, my God. It was so good. We just had to eat it and dip our toast in there. And garlic was so good. So, all right. Well, today is Freaky Friday. Fun facts, Jerry, be aware. I'm going to try to drop off some of the avocados and some banners for you and Christine at your house later today. I hope y'all enjoy it. If you'll notice, they're all numbered. It's not how you eat them in order. It's the number we pick them off of the tree. So that way you can count more or less between 5 and 7 days from that number. You will have a beautiful avocado. All right, the rest of you, have a wonderful weekend. If I'm not mistaken, there's a culinary event happening this weekend over at Lapa, which I'm sure I'm going to go over there and look for more garlic. I hope you all do too. Until next week, you all be safe. Happy June, and back to you in the studio.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasies. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page. Bookmark her, she's so close now. This girl is half his age.
So there we go. The police, quite appropriate, that one, as they don't stand so close to me. Ingrid, if you're smelling so badly at garlic. I tell you what's the other thing. You notice, was it the Korean dish was kimchi or whatever? And I remember we used to get a lot of visitors when I used to work for Clarkson's in the shipping business, come and come to the office. You get in the elevator and you've got a group of Koreans that come to visit. I guess garlic's probably much the same. It actually sort of comes out through the pores of the skin. Anyway, that was a brilliant one. Thank you, Ingrid. Enjoyed that one. All those interesting facts about garlic. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're exactly 27 and a half minutes right now, before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. We're going to have Yasmin with What, Where and When a little bit later on as well. That's the Take That, and the band plays, and they got the band with them there, haven't they? Now, I'll tell you what, it's unfortunate I have to sort of go through the news every day and report it to you, or give you some of the stories in the local news. And I tell you what, when I was going through last night, I really got a little bit angry, and I think quite rightly so too. If you and I go to the bank, or let's just say we don't go to the bank, we have a friend send us some money, say $5,000 to your account. What happens next is you get a call from the bank, and they want to know, where did this money come from? What's it for? You know, why do you want it? Where did these people get it from? We have all this this questioning, or rather interrogation. And make sure they call you every year. I want to know this, I want to know that. Where'd you get this from? What's this for? Listen to this paragraph that was in the news. The parade of high-flying businessmen as collaborators of the prosecution, this is the new business case, and that of lawyers, bankers and frontmen as part of the defense witnesses has a strong flavor of Panama Papers. The participating banks did not ask enough questions, and it seems that everyone was happy with the fact that an overdrawn company, a company that has an overdraft, one day ended up in the black with more than $30 million in 15 days into the bank. What the hell is going on? Why is it that we, I mean, 99% of us, we do not launder money. We do business. We have our pension sent over. We have, you know, we yappy. People are being questioned. They're being interrogated by banks over yappy transactions. It's nothing your goddamn business. I'm sorry. You know, are you the police? Is there a criminal case against me for you to interrogate me about my personal affairs? No, there isn't. How does $30 million get into a bank account within 2 weeks and it gets through? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Why is it one rule for us and another rule for somebody else? The banks are supposed to be working for us, not the government. It's our money that's in the bank. You know, the world has gone screwy. You know, one rule for them, one rule for us. It's called hypocrisy. 30 million in 15 days, and nobody seemed to care. Anyway, that's my rant for today. I got it off my chest. There we go, that's Diana Ross and the Supremes, and, well, stop in the name of love. $30 million in 15 days. Here's the adventures of Stevie V.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. rifle, not a bag of gold. Behold, so what you've been told. Bust the bubble and release the load. Money is the code, tell me what's the path. Money's a fiend, do you know what I mean?
That's the adventures of Stevie V in Dirty Cash, Money Talks, don't we know. 15 minutes right now, that's before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Still to come on the program this morning, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock in about 14 and a half minutes time. The last hour we got, going back because I've been away for a while. And we're going to be doing our Mandinga start to the weekend. Yes, we are. Pedro Mandinga. It's going to be our Pedro Mandinga time in probably around about 35 minutes. So that's still to come on this morning's show. Of course, it is Friday. So what, where, and when? We'll be talking to Yasmin about what we can be doing, where, and when we can be doing it. All right? And also, possibly, if we find them, a couple of people born on this day in the world of music.
Thank you. I wanna be the first one to hit the floor. will flow.
Step, step, side to side, round and round, did it now. Separate, bring it back. Now let me see you do the love side.
Step by step, side to side.
Keep on stepping,
did it now.
Regina and George Daniels, I love you, baby. Here we love. I see you. DJ Wayne Williams, spinning the records. Make sure you spin this one, baby, alright? And last but not least, let's not forget the most talented man in the world on the guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Donnie Lyle. Play on, player.
There we go, that's R. Kelly and a Step in the Name of Love. And that's a remix with Solo Dance, it says here. We Solo Dance. First of those two tracks, though, was The Lighthouse Family and Lost in Space. Take us up to the top of the hour. This is Mr. Will Young. Why Does It Hurt?
Why does it hurt? Why is it hurting? Why does it hurt all the time? Why must I hurt?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Now listen to this. Are you interested in venturing into our contest and winning a fully paid trip for two people to Barbados? Thank you. And listen out for phrases hidden throughout the programming. On the 9th of June, I will ask you to say the phrase, and if you say it correctly, you will enter the Paradise Destination Barbados Adventure Contest. Oh, so exciting. Enter by going along to our website, callfmpanama.com. Read the rules of the phrase contest and get ready to participate, because the opportunity to enjoy the paradisical island of Barbados is arriving. Visit Barbados thanks to Grada Radio. do like that version. Another Day in Paradise. That's Brandy and Ray J here on The Breakfast Show. Time, by the way, is 17 minutes, and that's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Well, if there's one thing we love, it's Friday, isn't it? Of course it is. The weekend starts here, and no better way to start it off than with a trip to the Pedro Mandinga Rumbas. A cocktail, and yes, you've got it, throw in a bit of salsa. It's Pedro Mandinga time on this morning's breakfast show. So that's originally a Cure song, and that's a love song, originally by Cure, and that's the Williamsburg Salsa Orchestra. Oh, by the way, don't forget Panama's first artisanal rum. Yes, that's Pedro Mandinga. First rum in history, made from Raspadora. And I tell you what, if you like happy hours, and we all, Pedro Mandinga have a happy hour every day from their opening until 6 p.m. Been trying to convince them to open up about 9 in the morning. And once a month, they're in Vera, Argentina. They've got live music, so we'll get in touch with them and find out what artists they've got when they come up. And don't forget, you always celebrate your birthday at Pedro Mandinga. They'll customise your experience. What you've got to do is direct message them to their Instagram account, which is easy, at Pedro Mandinga. Easy as that. Oh-oh! Well, there we go. What a wonderful way to start off the weekend. Pedro Mandinga, Salsa Bars. Don't go forget to go and check them out. One in Via Argentina. And the other one there is on Avenida A or Avenida B. I can never remember which road it is. It's right there on the corner. If you turn around the corner from Plaza Herrera, on your left-hand side, that's where you'll find it. That's a lovely little bar, that one. I really like that. And so do pop along. And don't forget, if you want more information, I'll tell you what, if you are interested in how they actually make Pedro Mandinga rum, go and check out the website, which is, believe it or not, laranjadorada.com. Go there and look for tour, and it'll tell you how you can go on a tour. They do it on Fridays and Saturdays. So you can pop along now, really, couldn't you? So Pedro Mandinga, love their rum. Got some here in the office. Time for that. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. That's what we say, isn't it? Pedro Mandinga rum bars. One in Vera Argentina and one there in Casca. Go and check it out.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Yeah.
The Eagles and It's Your World Now. And before that one was Alice Friedman's version of Feel Like Making Love. Breakfast show time, 26 and a half minutes exactly before the 10 o'clock. It's time for us to take a look at what we can be doing over the weekend, over the next couple of days or so, with What, Where and When with Yasmin. Good morning, Yas.
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Oh, I seem to have been quite busy this morning. It's gone quickly.
Oh, yes.
Yes. What with my rant as well.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get it off your chest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So might as well share it with everybody else. Instead of just you, you have to sit there and put up with it all the time.
Thank you.
So how much happening this week, yes?
You mean of events, right?
Yeah, yeah. What's going on? What can we be doing?
Let me see. This weekend, we already talked about the Foodie Fest.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's going to be Sabores de Asia at Lapa. It will be this Saturday and Sunday from midday till 10 p.m.
Oh, okay. This on both days.
This is on Saturday. And on Sunday, it's going to be also from 12 to 8 p.m.
Okay, it's still pretty good, isn't it?
Exactly.
Pop along for lunch.
Mm-hmm. And you are going, right?
With yes, Christina. I'm going with a good lady. We're going to go on Sunday.
Also, Ingrid said she's going, so... That's going to be awesome. They're going to have Chinese food, Japanese, Korean, Thai, Vietnam,
brilliant.
From Peru, Indonesia, Russia.
Wow.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to starve myself until then, so I can have a good nosh.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. Okay. And if anybody's going there, I think I'm going to wear my Breakfast Show t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
So if you see me there, come and say hello.
And take a selfie.
Where will I be? Eating somewhere.
Yes.
Won't be garlic, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Also, tomorrow at the Biomuseo, they're going to have an exhibition. This is a Reptiles from Darien.
Oh, really?
At 3 p.m. The entrance is free. And it's going to be Abel Batista from Fundación Los Naturalistas. UNACHI and FNI. That's going to be good, too. Yeah. So I'm going to try to go to that one.
Okay, Reptiles from the Darien.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a little bit like Jurassic Park, then?
Where? In Darien?
Yeah. Is it a bit like Jurassic Park? It's got dinosaurs.
I guess so. I've never been there, you know, in the
Darien.
Exactly, in the forest. No, I've been like in the middle of at the beginning of Darien.
Okay, I've never got that far.
No.
I don't know why there's something that puts me off about that.
Remember when we went to the Moringa plantation? Where was that?
Yeah, that's right.
That's Darien, right?
That was sort of going in that direction, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course, they've got a lot to put up with there in the Darien. Well, there's a piece, of course, in the news today about the deforestation.
Oh,
they were drawn licenses for some of the deforestation. Because it's not being sustainable. People are doing naughty things and ruining it. Don't ruin it, for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it. Embrace it.
Yes.
Keep it healthy. And also, of course, they've got the issue with the I mean, these people are very brave. Can you imagine being an immigrant and having to cross the Darien?
Exactly, that's crazy.
I mean, just goes to show how desperate these poor people are.
Yes.
You know, it's incredible.
So sad.
You know, I wouldn't go.
Me neither.
No.
We're not that brave.
No, we're not that brave. What else is?
Also, there's a book fair.
Oh,
It's just right here at Balboa Boutiques. It's here in Avenida Balboa, right?
Avenida Balboa, yeah.
And it's going to be tomorrow and Sunday from 10 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
And they're going to have book exhibitions and book sales and also different presentations, cultural presentations for everybody, and the entrance is free. That's going to be good, too.
That'll be excellent, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And... Well, do you want to do one of your This Day in Music?
Let's do the first one. That's going to be William Guest.
Okay.
He was born in 1941, singer with the Pips.
Ah, yes.
Their first hit single was a version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine in 1967 with Gladys Knight. Had the 1973 U.S. number one single Midnight Train to Georgia. And the 1975 UK number 4 single with Gladys, The Way We Were.
Oh, yeah. Good song. Gladys Knight and the Pips, of course. Yes, back then, and this is I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Yes, indeed, Gladys Knight and the Pips. Then I heard it through the grapevine. Ah, good one. That's an oldie, isn't it?
Love that vibe.
Yes, yes. Super cool.
Friday vibe.
Right, any more entertainment?
Oh, yes. Don't forget tonight at Frank's Place. It's going to be Kevin Bersili with an Italian flow.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
That's going to be from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. Tonight at Frank's Place. And tomorrow, they're going to have the third show for the Frank's Panama Stars.
Well, that's tomorrow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is the third one. And it's from 8 till 10 p.m.
Okay.
At Frank's Place. Mm-hmm. So don't miss that. That's going to be awesome. And also, next week, remember we were talking about the play Next to Normal. And we are going to have tickets to give away next week.
Oh, okay.
So please stay tuned, because this play is going to be at Teatro Nacional from the 6th to the 11th of June. And of course, you can get some tickets next week.
Okay.
And the last one, at City of Knowledge, they're going to have the Youth Fest Panama from the 16th to the 17th of June. You can get your tickets at Pana Tickets. It's just $1 plus tax. And this is a very good experience for youth here in Panama and Central America. They're going to be coming people from everywhere in Central America at City of Knowledge. So get your tickets at Pana Tickets.
All right. And by the way, the show you mentioned, the play, don't forget we're going to give away a couple of tickets on Monday.
Exactly, on Monday.
There we go.
Okay.
So much excitement.
Let's continue with who else was born?
On this day.
On this day.
Okay.
That is Marvin Hamlisch. He was born in 1944, pianist, composer. 1974, number one album, Distinct. U.S. number three single, The Entertainer. He won four Grammy Awards in 1974, two for The Way We Were. In 1975, he wrote the original theme music for Good Morning America and co-wrote Nobody Does It Better for The Spy Who Loved Me.
Oh, yeah, okay. And I tell you what, did you see the movie, The Sting? Have you ever seen it?
No, I don't think
so. It's an, obviously, it's an old one now, from the 1970s, but it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can get a chance to watch it. Now, here is Marvin Hamlisch and The Entertainer.
Thank you.
go. That is the Entertainer. Martin Hamlisch. The song actually goes back a lot further than that. I think it goes back to the 1920s, if I remember, if I remember correctly. But the thing is, I hated that song.
Why?
Well, because it sort of came out like that. It became very popular.
Uh-huh.
And it came out about the same time that these sort of telephone systems were invented,
mm-hmm.
whereby they could put you on hold and play music.
Mm-hmm.
And nearly every single one of them was playing that goddamn song.
Oh, really?
But not even the sort of orchestral version, like some a kiddie with a piano, a kiddie's piano. Ding 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 ding. It used to drive me nuts.
Oh, that's so sad, because it's a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. It was ruined by the telephone system. Oh, dear, oh, dear. What are you going to be doing over the weekend?
Well, Ian is going to be practicing
mm-hmm.
saxophone, so I guess maybe on Sunday we're going to the Biomuseo if it's not raining.
Oh, okay, yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, no, that's all.
That's about it?
Yeah.
That's about it, okay. Well, I say, I'm going off with friends as we do on a Saturday tomorrow, play
mm-hmm.
dice.
Mm-hmm.
Play dice. We play dice on a Saturday, which is always good fun.
Mm-hmm.
And go over and see my sister-in-law.
Mm.
And see what I think.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to sort that out yet. So, so it's going to be a nice sort of weekend. And, of course, as you mentioned, on Sunday, we're going to go along to the food fair.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be nice.
Yes, that's good.
So that's it. That's mm-hmm. it. That's us for the weekend then, yes.
Oh, yes.
What are we doing on Monday?
The same again.
Oh, we're coming back, are we?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I guess we have to, really, don't we?
Yes.
Okay. All right, yes. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
To all the best everybody. To Ian. Cheers.
Choose me, and I know that's selfish love. You are a dream, and I can't thank you enough. But I give another piece of me away every waking day that I'm with you. Am I a monster? What will your family think of me? They brought me in, they held me out with everything. That I give a little piece of me away every single day. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain. I'll always love you, but tonight's the day that I choose to walk. Love you so much that I have to let you go. I'll miss your touch and the secrets we both know. But it would be wrong for me to stay, and I'll just give you hope. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain. Tonight.
darling, I can't explain. I'll always love you, but tonight's the day that I choose to walk away.
That yellow dress you wore when we went dancing Sunday nights, that smile you give me, the movies when they dim the lights, I've tried in vain to wash the memory from my brain. I can't forget you.
Of those two is one of my favourite tracks from Mr. Sam Smith called Midnight Train. And followed on that, I'm sure a lot of you don't know Joe Brown and the Brothers. It was an English skiffle group, really. And that's called That's What Love Will Do. And that brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. It's been a fun morning, actually. Don't know about you lot, I've enjoyed myself. As I do. Right, let's say our thank yous for this morning. Of course, a big thank you to Ingrid, and that was for our freaky fun facts for today, Friday. Loved it. It was very, very interesting, actually. Things I just didn't know. I didn't even know what where garlic came from. I knew it was a, you know, I didn't know it was a bulb of a sort of like a lily type thing. So it's all very interesting. And, of course, apparently Ingrid digested a lot of garlic last night. Which means that, well, she doesn't have any vampires, which is always a good thing, but her dog Chelsea is not talking to her either. And I don't know about the cook. Right, so anyway, big thanks to Ingrid. That was our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday. Thanks, as always, to our friends at Pedro Mandinga for their segment. And also a big thank you to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, as I work cut out on a Friday. We're looking at what you could be doing, where and when you could be doing it. And also a couple of people born on this day in music. And don't forget, you can catch up on all this on our website at thebreakfastshow.com.pa, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. We do keep our programs on there, so if you want to listen to them again, if you're a glutton for punishment, you can always do that. Or if you miss them in the morning, you can listen to them at any time. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Neil. Hope you're going to have a brilliant weekend. And also to the boys and girls of Cooper Grant, who keep us up and running. And most importantly to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. If you want to join in, it's easy. You can just WhatsApp us on 677-18822. 677-18822. Always nice to hear from you. Don't always have to say nice things either. So. just in case you wondered. So that's it. I hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful weekend, whatever it is you're going to be doing, between now and Monday morning at 7 o'clock. Please do it carefully, all right? Remember, Monday morning, 7 o'clock. I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.